This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Canadian security agencies are investigating allegations that Indian government agents were involved in the murder of a Canadian Sikh activist. Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot dead outside a temple in British Columbia in June. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told Parliament he was determined to hold the perpetrators to account.
In the strongest possible terms, I continue to urge the government of India to cooperate with Canada to get to the bottom of this matter. I also expect it to reiterate that its position on extrajudicial operations in another country is clearly and unequivocally in line with international law.
The Canadian Foreign Minister said a senior Indian diplomat had been expelled from Canada. The US military has found debris from the stealth fighter jet which vanished over South Carolina on Sunday after the pilot ejected amid a so-called mishap. In a statement, officials said the debris was located in Williamsburg County, 2 hours northeast of Joint Base Charleston. The jet was abandoned on autopilot, crashing hours later. One of the sons of the imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering charges in the United States. Ovidio Guzman appeared before a judge in Chicago 3 days after being extradited from Mexico. His lawyer, Jeffrey Lichtman, said that the condition of his client's custody was different to that of his father's.
He's been kept in isolation because he just got here, so he's actually doing pretty well. He's got no complaints. I mean, he's not kept under the special administrative measures that the father was, where he was completely isolated, not allowed to speak to anyone. He doesn't have, Ovidio does not have those conditions. He's not considered to be the same level of security risk. So it'll be much easier for him.
World leaders meeting at the United Nations have warned that attempts to end extreme poverty and tackle climate change are going in reverse. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, called for a new plan to rescue the goals for sustainable development. James Landale's in New York.
The so-called Sustainable Development Goals, known as SDGs, were supposed to be met by 2030. Mr. Guterres wants UN leaders to promise a £400 billion cash stimulus to kickstart the SDGs, new forms of debt relief for poorer countries, and more focus from international banks on development needs. In a statement, the world leaders promised action on these issues. But diplomats and charities fear the global cost of living crisis and geopolitical divisions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine may make it harder for countries to focus on the Sustainable Development Goals, let alone agree how to get them back on track.
BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to meet Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Like other left-wing Latin American leaders, Mr. Lula da Silva has been accused of showing veiled support for Russia in the conflict. Ukraine is taking legal action against 3 European countries which have banned the sale of its agricultural goods. Hungary, Slovakia and Poland argue that these are undercutting the price of their own farmers' produce. Adam Easton reports.
The Polish government will continue to defend the interests of its farmers, its spokesman said. Extending the ban, despite the EU lifting the restrictions, was legal, he added. Ukraine disagrees and has filed complaints against the continued embargoes by its 3 neighbouring allies at the World Trade Organization. All 3 nations are still allowing Ukrainian grain to transit their countries as long as it is destined for other markets. Ukraine has been forced to export more of its grain over land after Russia disrupted its usual shipping routes.
The president of Peru, Dina Boluarte, has declared a state of emergency in 2 districts of the capital, Lima, and 1 in the north of the country, which have suffered from a surge in gang violence. Ms. Boluarte said her government was launching a frontal assault on organized crime in Peru. The special measures give police the right to enter people's homes without a warrant. Other basic rights are suspended. One of Britain's most celebrated folk singers and songwriters, Roger Whittaker, has died, aged 87. He was particularly successful in Germany, where he released 25 albums and picked up a huge fan base. His family told German media he died last Wednesday in southern France. He sold nearly 50 million records and received hundreds of platinum, gold and silver awards. BBC News.